Then came into Locketer, and Gulwar heads the rest. Fabrizio travels into the straight. Two lengths clear from Sambro. Goodfella, Skyboy being revved up on the outside. Two lengths clear from into Locketer. Then Gulwar, doubt defying, five off them running on. But Skyboy, the favourite, hits the lead of the furlong. Skyboy's drawn two lengths clear from Sambro. Doubt defying going back to the inside. Aloysia, my Nordic hero late. But Skyboy in front from Aloysia, flying at the end. Skyboy clings on. It's Skyboy. Villiers goes on to win it from Aloysia. Not sure.
Skyboy making it five in a row and taking his record to 8 from 13. It's a very impressive record indeed. And what a win it was to trainers Anthony and Ed Cummings. An emotional victory, not just because they claimed the Villiers, but because for the last time as a partnership, a feature win. And Ed joins me on Racing Pulse this morning. How are you, Ed?
Good, thanks, Mike. How are you?
Very well. Congratulations on the win. And if you could have picked a fairy tale finish to the training partnership, I'm pretty sure that would be it.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, it was a long-range goal. We always had a very high opinion of the horse from 12 months ago when he performed quite well at Flemington as a three-year-old. And it was nice to, you know, not only win five straight in town, which is, you know, borderline unheard of these days, but also with the same rider and also capping off with a Group 2 win. Certainly the highlight of my career so far.
And even more special because it's obviously owned in the interest of the late Dato Tan Chin Nam, who's been so good for the Cummings family, and also been by Pendragon and out of Zarzabel, a Melbourne Cup place getter for your grandfather. And also, when we spoke to your father on Friday, he said at the back of his mind he thinks Skyboy could make it to a Melbourne Cup. Do you hold the same opinion?
Oh, look, I mean, he's got to earn his place into a race as difficult as that is to run in these days. I mean, I think long gone are the days where, you know, his mother was able to get into a Melbourne Cup field off of one win. Mm. I think Rogan Josh won that year, and obviously he was a much more high-profile horse acquisition for Bart Stable at the time. But look, it's not outside the realms of possibility in any... you know, in any way, shape or form, he's a very tough horse. You know, he's a horse that'll run 2,000, 2,400 metres, in my opinion. So, you know, provided he performs as well in tougher races over those trips, then I'm sure he'll put his hand up.
Now, every young trainer who starts out on their own needs a good horse to be the flag bearer of the stable. You haven't managed to persuade your dad and the connections that you should take Skyboy with you?
No. That was settled a few weeks back by Duncan. He maintained that that Skyboy will stay in the same stable where his father and mother were both trained.
Why have you made the decision, Ed, to branch out on your own?
Oh, look, it was a long-term goal of mine to do things on my own, to sort of set my own records, if you like. You know, in train winners in the same ilk as the rest of my family, and hopefully compete on the biggest stage in the biggest races. I think, you know, whilst it's been a really great experience training with Dad, you know, I think in my own mind, you know, if I could do it on my own, that was the only thing that would satisfy me.
There's a lot of famous racing families that train in partnership together. What's it been like working so closely with your dad?
Oh, look, it's probably been a very good thing for our relationship, you know, growing up in the industry, you know, and also being given full license to do my own thing from a very young age, but also understanding that, you know, the industry was always going to be there with Dad being a trainer, and obviously James showing a lot of initiative at a young age to get involved as well. I would say that our relationship has strengthened on the back of you know, working together, and look, that's you know, not to say that we haven't had our fair share of blues, but you know, I think the measure of any strong relationship is how you get over those issues, and we've seemed to be able to do that quite easily. Get on with the job, make sure that the horses come first, and I think Skyboy is a really good reflection of that.
Has your desire or passion to go out in your own right been enhanced by what you've seen your brother James do so successfully?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I think growing up, you know, the tennis competitions or tournaments, you know, that we'd play out in the bought at Prince's Farm and, you know, mucking around in the backyard, you know, and that goes for my sister and my eldest brother, Bartholomew, as well. You know, we're a very competitive siblings. So seeing James do so well is obviously a very proud thing for me to watch, but also, you know, reminds me that, you know, there's every chance that I give myself to be able to do the same.
Did any of those competitive juices from the tennis court back in the day flow over on Saturday and you walk past James when you knocked him off in the Villiers?
Oh, look, I was very pleased to see our horse win. You know, James was very gracious and came over one of the first people to say congratulations. And I do the same for him when he wins far more often than I do these days. So it was, look, it's a healthy respect. Yes, the competitive juices flow over, but all within the, you know, the right realms of proper sportsmanship.
Do you speak to each other and seek each other's counsel? It's a competitive business, being horse trainers, but you are family, and now that you're going out on your own, will you speak to James as well and get any thoughts or opinions off him?
Yeah, of course. You know, he was probably one of the first people that I spoke to when I made the decision to go out on my own, after, of course, speaking to Dad. You know, I think it's only natural when you've got such a breadth and depth of knowledge, you know, within the family, with Dad and James there now, and also, you know, when I was foreman for Dad, I'd often spend time with Bart and ask him questions about horses that we had in the stable at that time. You know, it would be silly for anyone, least of all myself, not to try to make the most of the knowledge that exists between the years of those two guys.
It's an amazing family that everyone knows about in racing and the most famous name in Australian racing. Does that also come with a burden, though, as well, Ed, and a pressure?
I'm sure it's a double-edged sword, Mike, but, you know, pressure also brings the best out of people. So I would never say no. I would never try to deflect the pressure. I'd welcome it, and I look forward to doing my best and hopefully doing the name proud.
So you go out officially on your own, is it January 16? Is that the planned date?
That's the plan to dissolve the partnership. I've got a couple of horses in work at the moment, or that will be in work by the time that we split up, and you know, they'll go straight into training thereafter. At this stage, I'll probably be out at Camden for a few months and then head over to Hawkesbury. At the moment, I've had certain assurances provided to me by Greg Rudolph there out at Hawkesbury that I'm high up on the list of potential candidates to take over a portion of the new boxes that they're looking to build there over the next few months.
Exciting times. How many horses will you be hoping to have in work, and what's your time frame in trying to build that team up?
Oh, look, at the moment, I'm looking at taking out 25 boxes there at Hawkesbury. The response so far has been very positive. Look, it might take a month, it might take 2 months to fill those boxes, but I'm sure it might take less. But I'm sure that, you know, with good practice, good staff and a smooth transition as possible, it won't take too long for people to feel comfortable sending horses our way.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Have you got stable colours?
Look, I haven't settled on that yet. It's still in the pipeline, but certainly thinking very seriously about taking on the name of the first horse my great-grandfather trained, a horse called Myrtle, won the 1910 Alice Springs Cup that my great-great-uncle trained, and Jim Cummings, Bart's father, rode to win the race on the proviso of winning. My great-great-uncle gave the horse to Jim, which he then took down to Adelaide and kicked off what is now the dynasty.
Wow, that'd be magnificent. So what colours would that did that horse carry?
I'm not sure what colours she carried, but I'd probably err in the favour of the colours of the flower, Myrtle.
Yes, yes, okay. Well, there you go. That's a great story, Ed, and mate, we wish you all the best. Look forward to speaking to you when you're in your own right. I know Sky Boy will be with your father in the future, but do you know what the future now holds for him? Obviously, he's qualified for the Doncaster. Will he be put away for that now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was the plan all along. You know, he's had 8 starts in one prep now. It's only really his second proper preparation. Or racing preparation, and he'll get freshened up now, arguably out at Wild Oaks or at Lime Country Thoroughbreds, where Duncan Ramage spells a lot of his horses. And I'm sure that they'll probably try to plot a weight for age path into the Doncaster so he doesn't obstruct his minimum weight.
Once again, congratulations on the win on Saturday, Ed, and best of luck in the future.
Thanks so much, Mike. Good on you.
Ed Cumming.